Hello and welcome to Her Ambitious Career, the success podcast for corporate women who want more from their lives and careers. Each week, we share career and leadership strategies to help you set stretching goals, own your value, build visibility and credibility, gain recognition, get paid, and confidently take your career to that next level. Whatever your ambition, let's do this thing. Now, here's your host and career success expert, Rebecca Allen.
I love that intro music. Do you like that intro music? Oh my gosh, it's just the coolest introduction. It gets me going every single time I hear it. I love it. I hope you love it as much as I do. Welcome on in. This is episode 10, How Less Is More When You Network Strategically, with my guest today, Wendy Lloyd Curley from Strategic Networking. And interestingly enough, I met Wendy networking at a networking event. A great friend of mine actually connected us together. He said we had so much in common. We had so much to talk about. We were on the same mission. And boy, was he right. Wendy is an absolute powerhouse. And I'm absolutely delighted to be bringing the interview with Wendy today. So I wanted to start just by talking about my own experiences with networking, because I absolutely used to hate networking events. I mean, I used to really hate it. I'd confidently book my place, you know, online. You'd kind of go online and it's safe to do that, right? You click, yes, I'm going to pay. I'm on, I'm there. But actually I'd secretly dread it. And as the day would come closer and closer to this event happening, I really would dread it. And I'd go straight to the bar when I got there, get myself a little drink. And even sometimes I remember arriving really, really late, so I wouldn't actually have to connect with anybody. I could just kind of go and listen to the speaker speak rather than having to do that sort of pre-conversation, pre-networking at the kind of beginning of a networking event, which sounds crazy because that's the whole purpose of going, to connect with people and meet with people. But I definitely remember at the beginning of my career doing that a couple of times as a kind of an avoidance, right? And the reality was, is I didn't have a strategy. I didn't have a strategy of what I wanted to achieve out of it. I didn't have clarity about who I wanted to meet. I didn't really understand why I was there, apart from maybe trying to learn some things from what the speaker was talking about. And I often felt overwhelmed, I think, at events. And often I rarely sort of got anything out of the event. I rarely got anything positive out of it anyway. But I think with more experience, I gained confidence. And I learned also that networking isn't actually that alien to you. It's really about building relationships. It's not really about quick wins. It's actually not about quick wins at all. It's about building trust. It's about building rapport. It's about building connections and being of value to other people, being of service to other people. And Wendy is an absolute expert at connecting people and teaching them how to network more effectively and more strategically. So let's get straight into it. I can't wait to bring this conversation to you.
Welcome on, ladies. I am so excited today. We have got Wendy Lloyd Curley, who is a strategic networking consultant. And if you want to find out more about Wendy, you can visit her website, which is strategicnetworking.com. Now, I don't know about you, but I certainly struggle sometimes when I'm networking. I find it sometimes a little bit unnerving. I'm not quite sure what to expect. I'm not quite sure sometimes what I'm doing. And that's why I really wanted to get Wendy in to talk to us, because I know a lot of you also struggle with networking too. So welcome, Wendy.
Thank you, Rebecca. It's really good to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us. I know how much value this is going to be to everybody listening in, because I know that it's a definite problem for a lot of people. So why do you think it is that for some people networking is sort of an easy situation, and for some people they really, really struggle, they really find it difficult to get themselves out there doing the networking?
Well, one of the reasons that I've brought up the word strategic networking is that I believe that many people are thrust into networking without having any real idea of what they're supposed to accomplish. So the first reason people feel uncomfortable is that they really don't have a goal, a strategy, or actions that they're working towards. They're just being social. And being social is part of networking for sure. And it's part of why I enjoy it so much. But some people don't feel comfortable being social. So they actually need the goal, the purpose of being there, the why. And so once they find that why, they realize that whether or not they have a social outgoing nature, they can still accomplish a lot through their networking.
Right. So, you know, some people would kind of identify, I suppose, as being introverts. Others would sort of identify as being extroverts. And sometimes I always think that that can be quite debilitating in some respect if you kind of label yourself in any way. But I have had conversations with, you know, members of our community who've said, look, I'm an introvert, and therefore I find networking a challenge. I don't know what you think about that as a concept.
I think it will be a challenge, but you really do. The tagline for my company is you get results through relationships. And so you don't need to be in front of all of the people at once. You can be with one. Yes. And I think that's something I've learned over the years, is that every networking group that I'll go to, if I walk into a room with 10 or 100 people in it, it's not about the quantity. It's about the quality of one or two connections that I make at that event. And I can certainly ask to be introduced to the right people. And that's part of what a good strategy will give you, is the ability to talk to someone and ask them, do they know these sorts of people? Because that will actually move you forward.
Yes.
But I really do think it's important to not feel overwhelmed with the number of people in the room. Instead, if you know why you're there, that it will help your business, and that you know who to ask for and what to say to them, you'll find comfort, and practice makes perfect.
Yeah. So that kind of just keeping it really simple, really focused, is a really good starting point.
Yes.
And just to be clear about what you want to get out of it. So it's sort of like setting an intention for why you're even there and what you want to get out of it.
I think that's so important for every meeting that you go to. I've written a blog post about purpose, agenda, and length. I learned that acronym, PAL, so many years ago, and I apply it to every meeting that I do. What's the purpose of being here? What's the agenda, and what do I want to accomplish? And what's the length of time I've got to get my point across? Awesome. I did it before this call, and I always also schedule time after an event to follow up on the things that need follow up. So yeah,
that makes complete sense. So what would you say would be the kind of number one reason why people sort of fall down when they do their networking?
Without hesitation, I'd say it's because they're selling. And it's also why most people feel uncomfortable. So networking is not selling. That's sort of the golden rule of networking. When you go to a networking event, it's not to sell. There are presentations I've heard before, and I quite like this. When you go to a networking event, if you were to ask everybody who's there if they were hoping that they would sell something that day, most people would raise their hand. And then if you were to ask the same group, how many of you are hoping to buy something today, you'd hear crickets. There's a disconnect in networking. And so people go there with business cards, hoping that they're going to get sales. And really, that's not what networking is all about. Mm. It's about the connections that you make and whether those connections can get you to your target market. And sometimes that's one or two steps away. And certainly, it might be one or two steps away on the trust scale.
Yeah,
meeting someone for the first time and asking for your best customer to be recommended to you is quite a big ask, if you ask me.
Yeah, 100%. Because you're right. Because the first point for anything, when you're building a relationship or whether you're selling a product or whether it might be, is to establish some trust and some rapport with that person. You would never just sort of try and sell somebody something off the bat without having done that in the first place. Yeah. And networking is no different.
Absolutely.
So when it comes to kind of professional, the women who we're talking to at the moment are sort of professional corporate women, and they're sort of networking to build their networks, to expand their reach, to raise their profiles, and to kind of get business within the organization pumping. So in that instance, you know, what would you say? Because I think the selling aspect is still very relevant there. There's this kind of pressure, if you like, to do something quite profound, to sell yourself or to sell the business in, whatever it might be, what would you say in terms of, you know, how could you combat that if your kind of strategy is to, just too big going into those sort of networking functions? Mm-hmm. You know, what would the number one step be? Is it trust or is it something else?
I absolutely, rapport is number one. So you need to have a conversation with someone.
Yeah.
I believe that if you're not in a business development role, if you're in a, you want to get your stature up, your reputation up, you want to make a connection. Mm. But you don't want to say that. I'm here to get my reputation more well known in the community. Instead, ask the people that you've talked to and that you've met, you know, what are they doing to increase their knowledge in the industry that you're talking about? Or what have they been doing to improve the situation that they're in? By talking about others, you end up getting the reflection back to you. And people will often react to that quite nicely because people do like to talk about themselves. So if you found someone who is in the right place at the right time, ask them about themselves. Mm. And that will already give you that rapport and a little bit more credibility because you're interested in them. Furthermore, and most importantly, listen to their answer. Actively listening is something that is difficult, and especially when you're in a crowd. So have a more one-to-one conversation and don't worry too much about all the other people in the room who you could be meeting and whether you're missing out. Once you've asked the questions, have the conversation.
Yeah.
So, and then be ready with a good answer if they ask you back. Don't assume that they will ask you back, but you know, you can be ready with, you know, lately I've been reading about, you know, if you're showing that you are learning more, that you're getting involved, that you saw a speaker, be involved with TED Talks by listening to them, be involved with blogs by reading them, and have that sort of ability to bring those things up when you're presented with the opportunity.
That's really interesting. So I think, you know, it kind of comes down to just being like a strategy, your first primary strategy really should be just breaking things down and looking at this as a human interaction first and foremost, rather than as some sell or some opportunity for you to gain, or, you know, for your, like you said, you're a business development kind of person, you're going to get new business for the organization. It's still about the relationship and about building that trust and rapport first and foremost, like it would be in any human relationship.
Absolutely. So if it's business development, then what you want to do is you want to talk about, if they ask why you're there, say, well, I'm here to develop relationships with people who have access to this.
Yeah.
Now, if you know your target market, great. If you know your unique selling principles, great, because those are super important when they ask you why you,
yeah.
Why should you, it be your company?
Yeah.
But you may not be talking to someone who knows your target market. So you need to share with them the right people, the people who connect you very well. So it's all about connections.
Yeah.
So when you're in sales, it's that way. If you're instead in more of a promotional and reputation lifting environment, let's say you want to have a career change. You want to have a career move. You're trying to be more upward mobile. You're banging on the ceiling to get somewhere else or to get in a different role, then show that, be present to that by coming with the information and knowledge and the capability to do that already.
100%.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that hugely. Okay. So say for example, you're somebody who's quite nervous about going to a networking function.
Yeah.
I certainly remember feeling like that earlier in my career and going to networking at functions, not really sure what to expect, feeling quite out of my depth. How else did I feel? Maybe a little bit of that imposter syndrome would be creeping in. You're like, oh, I'm not sure if I'm going to be seen as credible. So those kinds of people who are kind of struggling and feeling nervous about connecting, have you got some little tips that you could share for those people?
I do. This is a fun one, but don't tell anybody I told you that it's a strategy, not just a happenstance thing.
Perfect.
Go in pairs, but never network together. So, and practice this because it takes a little bit of effort, but let's say you and I, Rebecca, we're going to a networking meeting And we do.
Which we have had before.
we're going to a networking meeting, but it's a new one. We don't know anybody who's there. We walk in together and we sort of like say, all right, let's go. And we meet people. Mm. The neat thing is to meet people, but not talk about yourself. Say who you're here with, because inevitably when you go off into your little groups, people are going to say, why are you here? And I would say, oh, I'm here with my friend Rebecca. She does this and this and this and this. And I would then be talking not about myself, but talking about you. And usually, again, with practice, I'm able to sell you better than you feel like you can sell yourself. And because it's third party, it's fantastic. They will want to meet you if what I say about you resonates.
It's resonating, yeah.
But then I can go and do an introduction, and now it's just a really nice flow. Vice versa, you're out talking to someone else and saying, you know, oh, I'm here with my friend Wendy. She's just started a company around strategic networking, and she's just doing well, and she's hitting home runs. And, but, well, you wouldn't use a baseball reference, I know, but nonetheless.
I was with.
Okay. That's right.
But it's anyway, I like that strategy. It's a neat strategy. It takes all the edge off you.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't talk about yourself. You can say something about you, but say, you know, it's just a, it's not a strategy. Yeah. Just happened. No.
It's a conversation.
Another suggestion that I have in order to feel better about it is to really focus on the people who invited you there. You know, what I'm trying to do is get you comfortable explaining why you're there. So when people say, oh, what brought you here? You say, oh, I was invited by a friend. You know, what do you hope to get out of it today? I'm not sure, but I'm looking for opportunities to present my business or to write blogs or to do presentations or whatever. Maybe you could help me be meeting the right people. Mm. Again, by saying it that way, you're not asking them to help you. You're asking them to introduce you to people who can. You don't know for sure that they like you yet. You don't know for sure that they can help you yet. And if they can, they'll volunteer. But if they can't, they'll look around the room and hopefully they know more people than you do and they connect you.
Yes.
About the connection.
Yes. So that's also part of a strategy, right? Is, you know, one is to kind of just make those connections. Two is to see who else is here who can connect me to more of the people I'm looking for.
That's exactly right. So if you find out that they are a, you know, 3-4 year participant in whatever this group is, then you can ask them about that. Why do you keep coming back? How do you know that it's working? What sort of successes have you had? Do you recommend groups like this? You know, conversations that don't commit you. You're not signing on the dotted line. You're inquiring.
And inquiring about their experience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's really interesting. And that definitely deflects any sort of pressure off you. I think that's really interesting about that.
Yeah. Other hints are not to finish too many glasses of wine.
Oh, come on.
I find that wine is a good prop, but not necessarily a good thirst quencher. So make sure that you're being good. I really think that, especially going to a new event, coming with a friend who wants to grow their business when you want to grow yours is very good. And if you're not in business, but you're an employee, going with someone who's in the sales function, if you aren't, might be a really good thing because they're going to be excited about being there because you might be able to introduce them to a new connection.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think the thing that I'm learning from that is that concept of creating something that's quite small, having quite a small realistic intention for that sort of meeting, because then you sort of set yourself up for success rather than kind of leaving and going, well, did I get what I should have done out of that? Did I get anything out of that? Was that a failure? Was that a good meeting? So I think going in, if you're kind of a bit nervous, with something that's quite straightforward in your mind as a kind of a success measure is actually really, really important.
Again, we tend to go to networking meetings wanting quantity instead of quality. I want to change your perspective on that. If you leave with too many action items, then it's going to take too long and not be as genuine. Yeah. But if instead you set a goal, my goal at my weekly meetings is to meet 2 visitors who I need to follow up with.
Yes.
Just 2. If I meet 10 that I need to follow up with, it's not going to be as genuine. It's not going to be as deep. But if I have two, I will certainly make those phone calls. Mm-hmm. Now, if I luck out and get 10 people who ask me for feedback, so be it. But by setting a goal of two, it really does. It makes it a manageable resource.
Yeah.
And so
coming back to your point earlier, then you can also be very present with those one or two people and build a proper relationship rather than something that's quite superficial that's forgotten about quite quickly.
Yes. Yeah. And one of the things I do teach in my course is I teach people, when does it make sense to get to a deeper relationship? Because every connection you make at a networking meeting isn't going to be worth follow-up. So I don't want you to feel that you have to follow up and do work with everybody.
Yeah.
Perhaps a quick thanks for meeting with me. That was great. And you shared a lot of info. But you're done. You don't need to have a follow-up meeting.
Yeah.
But when you meet the right people, then make the effort to reach out to them and say, listen, it might be worth, for both of our sakes, getting together in a non-networking environment, but more of a meeting.
And a good way to do that, obviously, is to follow up on LinkedIn and just sort of send them a kind of a very meaningful, tailored request just to connect and sort of continue on with your relationship. And then you can kind of meet however often you want to after that.
Absolutely. And it's one of the reasons I recommend using LinkedIn after the meeting in your computer environment rather than on your phone.
Right.
Because on the computer, you can write that link request with the comment.
Yes.
But I've not figured out how to do that on my phone. So I just end up, it feels like I'm spamming them.
Yes.
To add them. And I really do want to add, it was great to meet you.
Yes.
I'd love to stay in touch.
Yeah, absolutely. That personalized message is really important.
Yeah.
So what if you're like really seasoned? What if you're somebody who's very, very good at networking and you want to make more of it? You really want to kind of create a sort of an asset out of your networking so that it's really delivering you results regularly. Have you got some sort of tips you could share to somebody in that space?
I do, because I think that the advanced tools that you can use will enable you to actually start measuring results.
Perfect.
When you're new, measuring results might feel depressing because it takes time to develop the skills. But once you've developed the skills and you feel comfortable networking, the deeper relationships is where you actually get the benefit. So the deeper relationships enable you to have the connections with people who are regularly meeting your customers before they know that they even need you. And if you can develop relationships with people like that, you may even be able to develop a relationship where you're feeding people who you know, like, and trust business because you're regularly meeting their clients in your client base and vice versa. You've got kind of a cycle. Developing a core group of people, and this requires a bit of analysis if you're running a business, that's what you want to get to. Now, if you're not running a business, you want to do it for the sake, again, of lifting and elevating, measure your results.
Mm.
See what you're getting out of it. Did you get asked to write a blog? Did you get asked to be on a podcast? Did you get asked to be interviewed for something?
Yeah.
Were you able to get a promotion because of it? And if so, why would you stop?
Yeah.
Continue the practice. So, yeah, no, as you get more and more seasoned, share that experience with others. Invite newbies who don't have that skill to come networking with you and transmit it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's big. Because the thing I think that's interesting is, like, you know, I think a lot of people go to networking events and they kind of look in the diary and they go, okay, I've got a networking event at 7 o'clock in the evening. And then the day happens, the day's busy. And then suddenly it's 6 o'clock, you've got to leave, you've got to get organized. And you haven't sort of planned what you're even going to this event for. You're going because it's an industry event, or you're going because you kind of feel like you have to, or whatever it is. So I think part of the benefit, I think, of getting that you get out of networking is if you just sit down with a bit of paper and you work out, okay, who is actually at this event? You know, who's a speaker at the event, for example? You know, what's the topic of the event? What do I know about that? Who do I want to meet? You can even sometimes find a list of people who are attending or certainly speaking. And have a strategy before you even go about who you want to meet. So it might be that you can try and create an introduction before you go. See who knows who going to the event and see if you can get that introduction at the event itself for that one person you want to meet. And then, like you say, have those measures of success in place so that you know that it's been valuable. And of course, those outcomes might not happen immediately after. It might be months later that you get the opportunity to speak on a podium or whatever it might be. But yeah, you've got to kind of have that system, haven't you?
100%
success.
100%. And you have to ask for what you want too. Yeah. So if you were to tell people, I recall going to a presentation a few years ago, and they asked us to write down on a piece of paper and put it into an envelope and address it to ourselves, what we wanted to achieve out of being there that day.
Yeah.
It was quite impressive. Mm. And I think I wrote something to the effect of, I'd love to be one of the people on the stage. And so I folded it up and gave it to them, and they stamped it and sent it to me 6 months later. And it was a fantastic message to myself. But imagine, I did tell two other people who I was standing near what I had written, and now they knew what I was hoping for. So they were able to start connecting me. Don't be afraid to tell people what your goals are. I think goals are a brilliant way of transmitting karma your way. Yeah. People will say, how can I help you achieve that? So, yeah.
Wendy, thank you. I've really enjoyed that. That was really insightful and very practical, which is something I always really love. People can take away the strategies and actually apply them straight away. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you want to connect with Wendy, you can visit her website, strategicnetworking.com. It has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me. I can't wait to hear about people's success stories now.
I hope you've got lots and lots of value out of today's conversation. It's such an important thing to actually ask for what you want. And I love that Wendy was saying that just a second ago. You know, she was saying that be purposeful, you know, share your goals, share who you're looking to connect with, share the kind of opportunities that you're looking for. For example, you know, in my world, I'm looking for keynote presentation opportunities. I want to talk about women in leadership. I want to talk about how women can take their careers for next level and personal branding. So they're the kinds of opportunities I'm looking for. And I'm reaching out to you as a corporate woman who's got, you know, women in leadership groups in your organization. Maybe you can connect me. Maybe you can make that happen for me. But that's how you essentially build your relationships and how you help people in your network. So if you're also looking for a network, a support network, we do have a free Facebook group. And I'd love to invite you. It's called Career Success for Ambitious Women. So you just have to search for us in the Facebook group search bar and you'll find us. Just come join us. It's a few questions when you come in, but come and join us because there's lots going on in that group. And also, we do have the perfect pay rise script that I would love to offer you too. You know, download your copy and get ahead in your career. Make sure that you're asking for the outcomes that you want, asking for the pay that you deserve, and negotiating with greater ease. So get your copy of the perfect pay rise script. You can visit rebeccasfreegift.com, or you just head to the show notes and click the link. And I will see you next week for another fantastic installment of Her Ambitious Career. Thanks for joining.